Blog Talk Radio.
Here at the beautiful Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm interviewing the beautiful Miss Denson, who's the director of SBA here in Metro Atlanta. And we have one of the most historical events that I have ever seen in an unpopulated, underrepresented area. And it comes to the day that the SBA has included all groups of types of people. So Miss Denson, tell us a little bit about what this day has been for the SBA and what it means to you, because this young lady is an African-American female as well, so she is conquering both barriers at the same time.
Okay, welcome to the show. I am your host, Karima Ali. We have online today the SBA Georgia District Office Director and her team, Ms. Terry Dennison. She is responsible overseeing the implementation of the SBA's financial and counseling training procurement business development for programs for small businesses throughout Georgia. As promised from the replay of the interview, I wanted to cut that short. I want to welcome Ms. Dennison from the SBA to the show.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Ms. Dennison. Thank you for coming on and listening, participating in this follow-up interview. I am so excited to have you on the show as I'm sharing this broadcast with both Atlanta Mix Radio and Faith, too. So we did an ultimate change. A lot of people wanted to listen in, so I want to thank you for coming into the show. Ms. Dennison, please tell us about your background.
Okay, well, I have been with the U.S. Small Business Administration, or SBA, since 1987. During that time, I've served in a variety of places around the country, including the headquarters policy central, if you will, office of the agency in Washington, West Coast, Midwest, and then finally here in Atlanta, Georgia. I've always been interested in business development, economic development, community development. So this was just a natural entree for me.
Okay. Well, let's just get into the questions. We like to ask, some of our listeners like to understand the road to the SBA office in Atlanta, Georgia. The role that it has taken regarding diversity of the LGBT businesses in your district, such as working with Many Faces, One Dream back in Atlanta in August of 2013.
Yes. That was actually the first event that we had a great response. I think we had well over 100 people, and many of those attendees we have been able to follow up with their specific needs with regards to starting a business or expanding their existing business and accessing SBA's programs and resources to help them along the way. But it wasn't a one-shot deal. Really, it was the foundation for things we would do going forward. For example, we have reached out to a couple of LGBT-friendly congregations and working with them on developing an ongoing business education curriculum for their current and prospective small businesses.
Okay.
Yeah, so try to think what else. Of course, next week we will be giving out awards to small business owners and those who are champions of small business, and we're going to introduce our first LGBT Small Business Champion of the Year award.
Wow, that is historical. It was a great honor meeting with you and being at the event that we were going to be getting into in a little bit later here. But I'm also excited about how this event, as you just made clear, it actually has a lot of success because it's mounting toward the next set of questions that I have regarding the goals. There was a special event that took place on January 23rd with the Atlanta Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce to set the stage for the NGLCC in co-sponsorship with this SBA big thing that's happening in Georgia. You guys announced something huge. Could you tell us about what that was?
Okay, we actually signed a strategic alliance memorandum, or like a memorandum of understanding, with the Atlanta Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, something that hadn't been done by district office. And really it's an agreement to formally say to our community, the community as a whole in Atlanta, that we're going to work together to assist the chamber in its mission, that is to support its business members.
Absolutely. And I was there at that particular event, and there were so many people there at the Fox, and it was a wonderful turnout, and it just really was an astonishing opportunity for Georgia. And so I wanted to start the interview out with letting people know already that you guys have been in the trenches working with LGBT for a long time. So coming in 2015 was just the amount of a lot of work and successes that you've had at the district office here in Georgia when it comes to the LGBT. So it wasn't pretty old to you when all this really came about. What was the ultimate goal in this agreement? Outside of opportunities, there are also other tools and resources that are going to be coming to the Georgia LGBT community. What was the goal of this agreement outside of the businesses?
Outside of the businesses. I would say, it is pretty much focused on the business owners themselves and really connecting them with SBA programs and resources. But when you look at it within the federal government, there has been so much movement towards including the LGBT community. You know, it started with, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and then within the last couple weeks, what was announced was the implementation of an executive order saying that businesses that have contracts with the federal government cannot discriminate against LGBT businesses or employees.
That's what
I was getting at. That is a basis for debarment from that contract and future contracts. So in that context, this is just another way in which I think the federal government as a whole is trying to be inclusive of all citizens.
Exactly, and I think that was ultimately what I was getting at. When the goal is not just for small businesses, but for employees who are you know, there's a strong population of LGBT individuals in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And this is a way of, I think this was a historical part where things that you guys did in 2013 mounted where it's not just about one particular group like entrepreneurs, but you got now the executive order protects these the groups of employees, individuals. So this is a combination of both business. So the small business is more not just community-based, but that you all have a social thought process, including everyone, and that's what I really love about what you just said, Ms. Dennison. It's a tremendous opportunity to get a formalized agreement with the LGBT Chamber of Commerce, and that the SBA district office, how it's accomplished so much in a short period of time to include everyone, and I think that's
I think that's important. Because I think sometimes in some circles people hear when we're focusing on a particular or what appears to be we're focusing on a particular segment of the population that they feel that, okay, you're going to exclude others who aren't members of that target population. But at the end of the day, the goal is not to exclude anyone but to include everybody.
And you guys have championed everyone, and this is very good. A very good opportunity for individuals because you have to grab people when they're in the trenches. And so they'll get that experience as employees now to become business owners because they'll have that exposure based on the executive order and based on the 2013 march that you guys started back with this particular group, Many Faces, One Dream. And so this is an astonishing opportunity for young people who are in the community that are some of my listening audiences to say that you are now a protected class, so you can go out and be everything you want to be. And then I'm going to jump off script here. The SBA offers so many additional tools for people who want to start their own business. Am I correct?
Correct.
All right. Do you have anything that's upcoming or things that you might suggest to those individuals that are listening who might just want to become a business owner?
Probably because we have activities pretty much every day of the work week and even on weekends sometimes. Probably the best way to find out what we have coming up next as far as training opportunities and events is to go to our calendar at sba.gov /GA for Georgia. That'll take you to the Georgia District Office page. Click on the training and events calendar, and you can get a listing of what's coming up and actually register to participate.
And most of this training is free.
That's correct.
So now they have no excuse. There's no more excuses because they can get downtown to the SBA office and get involved with their future. And some of the younger people who have been listening and calling in and sent me emails were concerned about thinking that it was just about business owners, but the Atlanta Gateway and Chamber of Commerce and the small business has now protected a class of individuals that has made this most historical. I think I'm always jumped all the way down to question 4 or 5 now because we've done so much with this formalized agreement in the district office there and what it's accomplished. Are there going to be anything that's upcoming for the chamber? I see that there's a bunch of business builder things that are going on across the country.
The business builder event or series is actually something that is being done in collaboration with SBA and the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. And it's really to focus a little more on the LGBT certification that is offered by the NGLCC. And that comes in handy in terms of doing business with, say, corporations. Many Fortune 500 corporations actually have targets and are trying to reach out to LGBT-owned businesses to include in their corporate supply chain. And so as a result of that interest, the NGLCC has created a certification process so that those businesses can have that credential that would be attractive to those Fortune 500 companies that want to be sure that they're including that segment of the business population.
And that's a powerful tool to strengthen the LGBT business community, both local and on national levels. I believe that there's that agreement is going to be utilized nationally, and it's going to allow people who want to possibly leave Atlanta to take that certification. And again, these small businesses or these new entrepreneurs that's going to be developed because they are protected. Is that the right word, a protected class or an inclusive class? How would you?
I would say an inclusive class.
An inclusive class. Okay, and that makes it even simpler for folks to say that they are a part of the thriving Atlanta metropolitan area. And then one more additional thing that I wanted to touch basis with when it came to the business builder and the AGLCC, which is the Atlanta Gay and Lesbian Chamber. You guys are accomplishing a lot of dialogue, and you have a person that is a liaison for that this particular model. Who would that person be?
Yeah, actually, I guess you say success breeds success. Because of our work with Many Faces, One Dream, and some of the other outreach, a couple people in my office, actually, David Perry, who is our deputy district director, has been tapped by our headquarters office to be the national LGBT manager. And then Mark Gibson is our public affairs officer, is working on the publicity, public relations end of that initiative.
Okay, so then there's two people here that's physical, that they're accessible by being able to contact those individuals as well, or what would be an individual?
Yes, they can contact them. They're going to probably kill me afterwards because I'm going to give out David's information. You can reach David via email at David.Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, at SBA.gov.
Okay. And that, this was very important. One of the questions that we were imposing upon is what are we doing in Atlanta for our community? And the SBA is doing a tremendous job with the team of individuals that I met at that event. They were very hardworking. I had the honor to meet Mark as well and David, and I think they're very, very good men to just very approachable. I want people to know that these are very approachable. They're very busy. But they will respond, and so some of our listening audiences, they now have a way to tie back into all the tremendous work that this district office is doing in Georgia. A lot of people would have never thought that Georgia would have a MOU because of some of the older ways that people have. But it's a great opportunity to have you on the show, and I really appreciate you following back up with us and allowing us to be able to let people know what this SBA Georgia District Office has been doing from the Many Faces, One Dream all the way to today, and then having this particular event where you're going to be honoring the LGBT. Could you please remind us one more time of that event and when that's going to take place, when they're honoring that
actually,
business?
That is our Small Business Week Awards Luncheon. The week of May 4th through 8th is actually National Small Business Week. So next Wednesday on the 20th, that would be the 29th, we're going to have our National Small Business Week in Georgia Awards Luncheon. And as I stated, this will be the first time ever that we will actually give an award to the LGBT Small Business Champion of the Year, an individual who has, worked to help support small businesses in the LGBT community.
And that's a good acknowledgement, because a lot of companies have been diligently working in the community, and to be honored by the U.S. Small Business is I think it's a platform and a plateau that a business owner can actually state that they've accomplished, and it allows us to see the melting pot that the Atlanta district office has created within Atlanta, and we certainly appreciate you all becoming champions. Prior to before, there was some time that was thought about, you know, NGL, CC, or, you know, the Atlanta Gay Chamber. The SBA in Georgia, everyone, has been championing the LGBT community for a while, and Terry has a tremendous amount of experience, background coming from the hot state of Texas. Boy, I don't know how you did it. But welcome to the South. we really appreciate this whole opportunity. We want to let you go. I know you're on taxpayers' time and money, but we appreciate you adapting to some of the technical difficulties that we had in being able to broadcast this particular show. And we're going to let you get out of here for this afternoon, and we certainly appreciate all your time and all your tremendous efforts.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. You take care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we actually just had... with the U.S. Small Business, talking about LGBT, the NGLCC and AGLCC Memorandum of Understanding interview follow-up with Terry Dennison. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to give you guys a live recorded interview that we had with her at that particular sign. And I thank you all for tuning in again to the show. You can always call in at 347-989-8270, or you can call in to Phase 2 Radio at 646-668-8598. And you can also send me a quick email if you have any questions about what's happening in our community in Metro Atlanta. We got to sit back and we're going to play this interview that had Terry on here.
Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm interviewing the beautiful Miss Denson, who's the director of SBA here in Metro Atlanta. And we have one of the most historical events that I have ever seen in an unpopulated, underrepresented area. And it comes to the day that the SBA has included all groups of type of people. So Ms. Denson, tell us a little bit about what this day has been for the SBA and what it means to you, because this young lady is an African-American female as well. So she is conquering both barriers at the same time.
Hello. I would say, in a nutshell, it's about being true to what our mission is, and that is to help to promote the U.S. economy through the growth and expansion and the creation of small business. As part of that mission, it's important for us to be sure that we make the resources and programs that have been created in our agency available to all entrepreneurs. Small business community is a very diverse community, and we want to be sure that we're have an impact in all areas of it to the maximum extent possible.
What about targeting this particular group in Metro Atlanta, the LGBT community? What was this movement for, this event that we have all these beautiful people here? What does it mean to such individuals who are in that community? What kind of opportunities expand for those people?
Sure. Really, you know, LGBT business owners are like, in some ways, like any business owner. They want to have a sound business idea. They want to expand and grow. And I think, unfortunately, there have been times and we still struggle with making sure that they feel welcome and that they can truly have access to the things that are available to help their business.
And so we get to this last question. The signing of this strategic partnership, what actually are we looking at for today that companies can call in and say, we know we have a strategic alliance? What would that do for those individuals?
Okay. Well, one of the things we want to do with the Atlanta Gay and Lesbian Chamber is to be certain that you know, we're going to sit down and we're going to work out a programming and a system in which, you know, they can refer their members to us. We'll have things specifically for members of the chamber to cover all the things that are really of interest to them as business owners.
Okay. And signing this agreement, you signed this agreement with who today? What's the name of the president and the individuals that was on the podium with you today?
I don't remember all the names, but, you know, we signed with the Atlanta Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce.
All right. And we're
with the current president. On the podium with me was the upcoming president, vice president, and former president.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate it, and we really, really, really are very proud of Atlanta being the first again to lead the charge. Thank you so much. All right. So this is our end of our beginning of our interview. This is Karima Ali. We will be visiting Ms. Denson here in future because we're going to keep track of the progress. And so we certainly appreciate being here tonight on this rainy night in Georgia. And you guys stay tuned to the interview that's going to be spectacular with this roundtable discussion.